The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium, ALLs, ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good to be here again, Justin.
It's almost like in boxing terms, and welcome to the main event, because you've had lots of, you know, exceptional news out, and you're progressing the project, you know, very well, ticking along nicely, lots of things happening, and we'll talk about that. But in the background, people have always been asking, you know, investors, what about the mining license? Hey, mining license. And finally, it's here. But before we get into that, you know, people now, because I'm assuming this will be quite well shared because it's been expected for a while, just give a brief overview of Atlantic Lithium for people not familiar with the story.
So Atlantic Lithium is developing a low capex, low opex, a lithium project, spodumene project in Ghana with first production slated for the year after next.
Yeah, and I said exceptional sort of economics here. It's a big, decent project there, but
It is a big project, and it has very strong characteristics, and we can just touch on the market for lithium. So the lithium price declined somewhat, reached about $2,400 recently for spodumene concentrate, and has now started to tick up again to $2,800. But these are actually really great prices when you have all-in sustaining costs of something in the $600 range, so...
Yeah, so let's talk about this mining license then. It's been a long time coming, and it's finally here. So, I mean, little doubt, was it really?
Actually, I don't think it was much doubt at all on our side. It was a question of, you know, you have to agree in terms with the government, and obviously that's been a process. From the government side, they're looking to make sure they maximise the value for Ghana within this. And so obviously we agree to certain other things in this, which are including a Ghana stock exchange so that we can get investors. Obviously, we've already brought in the Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is a sort of a flagship investor in Ghana. So a lot of other investors, pension funds in country, are interested in investing. And so we're going to give them the opportunity to invest in the company as well. So very good to have, you know, come and aligned all interests with our Ghana stakeholders, both at the community level, regionally, and indeed at the national level.
Yeah, and also you're conducting, a study on a downstream sort of processing plant? Explain that, if you could.
Yes, so the government's very keen that we look at the downstream opportunity and is willing to help us so that we could maximise an opportunity on that side. So obviously this would be something that would be potentially a different an additional revenue stream. Mm-hmm. So if we're able to produce a chemical product in country, so we'd have bad value. And of course, in Ghana, that also creates opportunity for jobs and ancillary business activities. So we've agreed to initiate this study, and we're looking to complete that in sort of the first quarter of next year. And so that may actually be an additional opportunity to the mine itself in terms of creating additional value.
Yeah, and I said you're listing on the Ghana Stock Exchange, and also, just announced the approval was granted to divert transmission lines. Explain the significance of that.
So, again, and this is the government's been working very hard now that we've all aligned our interests to ensure that we can bring the project to production as quickly as possible. So, obviously, this is an important step because those power lines run across the centre of the site, which will actually power the site. But, obviously, we would like to move them because one of them actually runs over one of the pits that we have. So, we need to move it to one side. So, but the government's been very good in working with us. Obviously, we've gone through all the necessary planning process for that. And so, that's a completed step on our way of taking the product to production. Obviously, we're looking to break ground at the beginning of September next year.
Yeah, well, until that time then, so, you know, the mine license was almost the big milestone ticked off. So many milestones have ticked off. But so what's happening between now and, say, September then?
So between here and September, obviously, we have to complete additional studies. We're putting in the order for the principal capital equipment, which we're bringing onto the mine. There's some additional sundry permits that you need to effectively get the operating lease. There's a ratification from Parliament. But to be frank on that side of things, given we have achieved the ML now with the government, and we've, as I say, aligned our interests, we're actually expecting them to accelerate that. And I think we'll see a lot of goodwill, and shareholders will see that demonstrated through Burma grants and permits being issued. So I think that's something people can look forward to seeing. In addition to that, we're looking to expand our exploration program. So why this is our plan for our mine, this is, we've always said, this is the beginning of something. It's not the end of it, beyond looking at the additional opportunity we have here with the feldspar, which is a principal byproduct, which can feed into the ceramics industry in country. We're looking at this downstream study, but more than that in itself, we think that the mine has much bigger potential than the 35 million tons we currently have in our resource and reserves. So you'll see that growing as we go through the next 12 months.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you for the three reasons here, but, you know, if people are listening like the sound of this, but are not yet following the story, just give them, you know, three quick reminders why they should hit that follow button and add Atlantic Lithium to their watch list, please, Neil.
So we are a very well-funded project. We have most of the funding in place for the project. We are looking at bringing the project to production in the short term. So looking in terms of projects for mining, often they take 10 years to get there. We're now looking at production, as I say, the year after next, which is relatively short term. The economics are astoundingly good. This will be one of the lowest cost operations in the world, and it will also be one of the 10 biggest spodumene mines in the world as well. And as I say, this is just the beginning of what we're looking to do.
Marvellous stuff, Neil. Good to chat to you, and well done on the mining licence, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.